The Army wants to upgrade its Bradley fighting vehicles with some new vision technology, specifically a camera that lets disembarking soldiers get a 360-degree view of the battlefield before they exit the vehicle. Major Stephen Teggy is a special project officer at the Army's Tank Automotive Research, Development, and Engineering Center. He joins me now with more on the project. Major Teggy, good morning. Great to have you on.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right, so this all started with a kind of a workshop, an innovation workshop, Soldiers Innovation Workshop. Tell us what that is and how that worked.
What we do is we, TARDEC partners with the College of Creative Studies here in Detroit, which train a lot of automotive people that eventually go into the automotive industry. Well, we bring some of their industrial designers in, and they converse, the students converse with soldiers. We brought in soldiers from the 3rd Brigade, 1st Cav for this particular workshop back in December. And they sit down and, you know, take away all the rules and kind of design what they think the future should look like for Army fighting vehicles. That was a discussion we had in December.
All right, so the idea is for soldiers that are inside these vehicles to know what they're going to face before they jump out of it, correct?
And that was what we were getting at with this particular project, was how do we improve the capability for the guys in the back of the Bradley. That, and this capability, it wasn't specifically geared towards Bradley. It was just looking at a capability for external situational awareness. But in the case of the Bradley, we had 3rd Brigade soldiers, and the thing, those guys that dismount are stuck in the back, hot and bored and in the dark. And what we've done is just give them the ability to see outside the vehicle, see navigation equipment, share video, share situational awareness. And so what happened is those guys in the back now become part of that vehicle crew while they're mounted.
Give us an example, or rather a description of how big this vehicle is and how many people are riding in the back, ostensibly on the way to a battle situation.
Well, currently the Bradley, you've got four Bradleys, and seven guys can fit in the back of each Bradley. So you have three squads that are kind of disjointed. You have to customize the squad to fit the vehicle. What we were trying to do was split the fire teams coherently, a fire team in each vehicle and the squad leader in one vehicle. So you had two vehicles of five in one and four in the other. And then when they dismount, there's not, because they have good situational awareness of what's around them, and they understand where they are on the map, they're able to dismount and not have to conduct a link up after they get out of the vehicle. I equated it to being blindfolded, spun around, and pull the blindfold off and orient yourself is the way they operate now. And what we were trying to do is get it so there's a seamless transition from riding in the vehicle to getting out and attacking the objective.
And this sounds like something that probably bubbled up from the troop level as opposed to came down from the command level?
Yes. We had started discussing what we were going to do as far as, it actually originally began as a discussion about reducing vehicle size because of some of the previous vehicle programs. But when we talked to the soldiers, they started, as soon as you put the potential for that capability in front of those dismounted soldiers, they had a zillion ideas. And so we kind of took what they came up with, what they had drawn, and did the best we could with off-the-shelf technology to do a rapid turnaround. TARDEC's got a lot of capability to be able to go from, call it the digital physical thread, to be able to go from a drawing to actually producing hardware to put in front of the soldiers, and that was what we did here, based on their ideas, so it's bottom-up.
All right, so what you had before this is a situation where people are sitting in the dark in something they can't see where they're going, and they're told, when we stop, jump out, and they could be jumping right into a firefight, in other words.
Exactly. And this kind of mitigates a lot of that risk, where now you can say, hey, look out the left side of my vehicle, that's the door we're going to go in, or that's the, you know, the breach point right there. So now when they step out the back of that vehicle, they know that when they turn left, they already know what they're going to see. So the feedback was very positive.
We're speaking with Army Major Stephen Teggy from TARDEC. So tell us what the technology consists of. What is outside of the vehicle, and what do they see inside?
Outside the vehicle, all we did, we had 90-degree cameras that we just bought commercially and put them on all four sides of the vehicle. And then interior, we had just standard computer tablets with some navigation software that Tardec had developed for our robotics. So we leveraged existing work. And then additionally, we did one other thing. We modified the ramp of the Bradley and put a larger screen inside of it in order to get them to be able to have one large visual display, and got good feedback on that. So we had four tablets, so each soldier could basically interact with that with a computer tablet, and then in one vehicle we put that ramp. We call it the virtual window, where you had a large screen display, and you could see navigation. All squad members could communicate via voice. They could all independently pull any video feed off of either vehicle and robot that we had out there as well.
Now, I imagine the Army has quite a number of these Bradley fighting vehicles. So what's the plan to get all of them equipped in such a way that they're all interchangeable and the soldiers in them can know that they're going to be reacting or interacting with familiar technology?
Well, this particular demonstration, the only reason we used the Bradley was because they were available, and we knew the soldiers at Fort Hood who had attended the workshop were familiar with them, had trained drivers and things like that. So it was this was intended to be vehicle agnostic, but so going ahead, this was just a demonstration of the capability. So I don't really have a lot of insight onto where it's going to go from here.
So it's not quite a program yet, but it's something that you have demonstrated can do the job if need be.
Yes, I think that's kind of what Tardec's thing is we look at where capabilities are now and what can we put in front of soldiers that'll drive the discussion in a pre-milestone A, to use some acquisition terminology. But we're kind of getting at pre-milestone A, but could potentially have touched on something that has cross-portfolio application today.
And for the techies, how does the camera communicate inside? Is it wired, or is there a wireless way to get the imagery inside the vehicle from what it sees outside?
We used our wireless technology was all external on the vehicle. Everything was piped into the vehicle, where we had all hardwire inside the vehicle. So all the wireless stuff was taking place outside.
So you had to drill some holes?
Now, for the purpose of this experiment, demonstration, all we did was remove one of the vision blocks out of the Bradley and bring all the hardware, all the wires through there. So it was a quick fix.
So what's the plan now? What do you, now that it's shown to be workable, what happens next?
Next, all we've done right now was start a discussion. We'll continue talking to TRADOC and our other RDEX. We had CERDEC was heavily involved in this, and I'm talking to other RDECOM organizations in order to continue looking at ways to improve it. We got a lot of feedback from the last that we're synthesizing into a report now, and we'll carry that forward and see where we want to go with it from there.
Sounds like this wasn't a particularly expensive deal to try to demonstrate.
No, it was. We used a lot of existing work that had been done within RDECOM already, and it was basically a rapid turnaround, 6 months, and it was relatively inexpensive.
All right. Major Stephen Teggy is a special project officer at the Army's Tank Automotive Research, Development, and Engineering Center. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.